USA Radio News.
Currently at the White House, President Donald Trump is holding a roundtable with lawmakers from California. Let's take a listen to a portion of what's going on at the White House.
Now, we have started the wall. We're spending $1.6 billion between fixing and starting. You know, Melissa, what's been going on. We're getting it up. We have a lot of folks in California. They don't talk about it, but they want the wall up, and they're very happy. That's one of the reasons we started in California, but we've made a lot of progress on it. And now we're going for the full funding for the wall, and we're going to try and get that as soon as possible. But it's become a very popular issue.
Senate Democrats emerged victorious in Wednesday's showdown on net neutrality by winning a 52-47 vote to undo the FCC's December repeal of the Obama-era net neutrality rules. The bill will head to the House floor, where it looks like it will have a tricky time passing. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Housing starts are down in America. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
The Commerce Department reporting that new home construction fell 3.7% last month to an annualized rate of 1.29 million. Single-family homes did tick up slightly, but construction of multifamily units fell by more than 11.3%, and that's a sharp drop-off from March's 13.6% gain in that department. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Donald Trump says his effort to help the Chinese telecommunications company ZTE is only part of a larger trade deal his administration seeks with Beijing. Lanny Chan is a senior fellow with the Hoover Institution. He has some advice for President Trump.
We cannot have this negotiation with China for the goal of a short-term resolution of trade deficit issues. This has got to be a longer-term discussion about what the Chinese have to do to open up their economy.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
There's new research connecting mood disorders with our body clocks. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The study from the University of Glasgow says people out of tune with their body's natural rhythms are more prone to depression and bipolar disorder. The study finding people who were active at night and inactive during the day were up to 10% more likely to have a mood disorder, and the researchers suggest some of it can be traced to people staying up at night looking at their phones or other devices. The study couldn't determine if mental illness is a symptom or a cause of having an internal clock that's out of whack. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Earlier this week, the U.S. Supreme Court opened the door for sports betting to become legal. It will be at least a year for most states before they see any operational sports gaming in their states. That's at least according to the industry experts. Joe Asher is the CEO of William Hill. He was asked if this is going to hurt Nevada in any way.
I don't think so at all. I mean, yeah, I've been hearing about gambling spreading to other states, hurting Nevada, and that's never true. I mean, Vegas is bigger, better, more robust than ever, so not at all. We operate over 100 sports books in Nevada today and leader in the market, and we've been making preparations to expand into other states if and when the opportunity came, and we're on the cusp of it now.
As many as 20 states could allow sports betting in the near future. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.